I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Well, let's bring him on. Former Duck quarterback, NFL quarterback, and now coaching the young up-and-comers, Akili Smith. You can find him on Twitter at Akili_Smith. Give him a follow. He joins us now here on the home of the Oregon Ducks, 1080 The Fan. Akili, good to have you on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just for people maybe that haven't been up to date, what have you been up to the last couple of years? I was looking you up, and aside from the playing career, I was looking into it, and you're coaching now. You're helping develop young players. What led you down that path?
You know, my biggest mission that I always tell guys is I just want to teach the youth not to make the mistakes that I made. You know, when you have a career that I had coming all the way up through high school and then junior college and then obviously at the University of Oregon, you get to the NFL and you start to make some mistakes off the field. You got to try to teach the youth and try to condition their mind not to make some of those decisions that I made off the field because it'll cost you your career.
You know, being in touch with the youth and coaching at that level, it's got to be interesting to you to see the way Oregon is recruited as of late, and they picked up another big commitment yesterday. What is it that you've seen that has just changed the total tone of the way they're able to go get recruits that is maybe different now than it was under former coaching staffs?
Well, obviously, the biggest thing is, you know, just the marketing department and everything that we've been able to do with the donations from Uncle Phil, the uniforms, the facilities. But outside of that, they're able to identify exactly what we need. You know, you get a lot of colleges, they're just concerned about having the top 10 recruiting class. They're just getting guys with stars and things of that nature. Cristobal and some of the guys, they don't do that. They identify what we need. They go out and find it. Whether you're a two-star or a three-star, it does not matter. And the other thing that I'll say is I'm in a couple of debates with a couple of guys from USC. They get frustrated with me. But at the end of the day, we do a better job of developing. We develop our guys better than the likes of some of these other schools across the country. And we're going to continue to do that.
Yeah. This is former Duck quarterback, NFL quarterback, Akili Smith. What have you made, man? You talk about when your time in Oregon in 98, 99, you had just seen the start of the Uncle Phil renovations, and they've grown so much in the coaching department. You mentioned the talent developing department. What have you made of just where the program is at now versus when you were in Eugene?
Yeah, you know, at that time, the Mashovsky Center had just opened up. Mm-hmm. We had just now got a brand new scoreboard. So we were kind of like on the beginning of the new revolution, if you will. And then, you know, obviously I ended up getting drafted and being able to put that out there with the third pick from the University of Oregon. I think that was kind of like the beginning, if you will. And then Joey was able to follow that up with a big win in the Fiesta Bowl against Colorado. And then from there, it was just, you know, skies was the limit. So Everybody has done a good job of taking this program to the next level.
And you mentioned telling guys and teaching guys to not make some of the mistakes that you made. This has to be a really unique situation for a lot of NFL rookies because just the pandemic that's going on. There haven't been the normal mini camps. You're not, you know, meeting with your team. You know, it's just weird and unique. How would you, one, have handled it as a rookie? And then what advice would you give to guys that are going into the NFL that are facing a kind of once-in-a-lifetime situation going into the NFL?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to condition your body, and there should be no excuses that your mind is not conditioned and ready to go. You've been quarantined, you got your playbook, you should know all that stuff inside and out, because when they report and it's time to go, the biggest thing that I'm looking for this year, guys, is how many hamstrings do we have? How many quads do we have? How many groin injuries do we have, right? Because guys are sitting around not taking care of the bodies the way that they're used to. They don't have the time to, well, not the time, they're not responsible to go show up to the facilities to get the workouts in. So I'm very curious to see who shows up with their lower body in half.
You know, Keely, you mentioned something about talking to the young players and kind of giving them advice on stuff that you wish maybe you could have changed throughout your career and your journey throughout. I have this battle all the time because now parents are kind of teachers, right? We're teaching our kids at home. They can't go to school. I'll teach my 8-year-old. I'll say, hey, you can't do that. You had that's a bad attitude. I had that. And they go, what's wrong with that if you had it? I said, well, I want you to be better. What are some of the things that you really touch on when you talk to some of these players? Like, what are some of the elements of your career that maybe you wish you would have done a little different or changed or you advised them on?
Yeah, but my wife tells me I'm too blunt with some of the way that I talk to some of the younger kids and to some of the high school kids because, you know, in Cincinnati, we were going through so much that nobody wanted to stay in the town. And, you know, my thing was I turned to the bottle, right? I became an alcoholic. I started drinking early in my NFL career to get rid of or try to, you know, get rid of all the mistakes that I made and just the perception that everybody had about me and the Bengals. And that was the wrong thing to do. You have to address those things differently. Stay in your town. Go to the local Boys and Girls Club. Go talk to management. Go train some kids at a local high school. Mm-hmm. Go to a middle school and train some kids. And I went about it all wrong. And now I got the ears of several kids now, young men now, mm-hmm. and it's going pretty good.
Mm, well, that's a great sign. What do you make of Joe Burrow going to Cincinnati? You obviously were in a similar situation, high draft pick, and the whole town's looking at you as kind of a savior. What do you make of Joe Burrow going to that same position?
It's night and day from when I went in there. Like, I mean, it's a situation where, you know, our strength and conditioning program was one set as many as you can do. Now it's a full strength and conditioning program from Joe Burrow. It was, you know, you travel on the road and our coaches are literally at college games recruiting on Saturdays, as opposed to now Cincinnati has a recruiting department. There's a lot of stuff that I can dive into with the Cincinnati situation right now. I'm currently in the process of writing a book about the Cincinnati. Yeah, it's going to be nice. But from when I went in there, from him now, he's in a much, much greater situation.
Well, and you talk about, right, getting drafted third, and you kind of come into a pressure situation. You add the fact that you go to a bad organization. I wonder how many times in your life, maybe never, maybe a lot. I tend to just, my personal opinion is I'd probably do it all the time. Do you ever look back and wonder, had I gone to X organization that is much, you know, much more prepared, much more has their S together, maybe the career is different?
Yeah, all the time. We talk about that, and I've had a couple of interviews, and I've talked to my parents about it, and we go to what if. What if Akili Smith went number two to the Philadelphia Eagles, coached by Andy Reid, and Donovan McNabb went to the Cincinnati Bengals? You know, simple stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, for me, it's all about the universe, and we can talk about all that stuff. Everybody is right where they're supposed to be, mm-hmm. and there's no way that we can control it. Yeah. There's no way around that. Yeah. So it was meant for me to go to Cincinnati so that I can save the next child, the next man, or the next woman. And I'm embracing it right now. I love where I'm at right now, and things are going well.
That's a great approach to have. Another guy who has that same level of pressure now on his shoulders is Justin Herbert, following in your footsteps of being a top 10 pick, going to the NFL, going to L.A., playing for the Chargers. I'm just curious, a couple of things, just how much conversation you've had with him throughout the process, and then as you evaluate his game, what are the strengths you think that lend themselves most to the NFL, and then what are the things that he's going to need to work on if he wants to make it at the NFL?
I love Justin Herbert to death. I have not had a chance to talk to him about the process, but for him being a whole body and an introvert and all those things, that is perfect to be in the NFL. He's going to sign a $30 million contract. He's going to clear about $15, $20 million after taxes. You know, he's not going to be a guy out there wasting his money on real estate. He's not going to be buying cars with rims and doing all that stuff. He's going to go get his work in, and he's probably going to sit in the house with his family. His brother's a tight end at the school, and I think he's going to be perfect for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, this is Coach Akili Smith, former quarterback of the Ducks, of course. Let me ask you that. Do you think quarterbacks that are coming out of college, do you think that it's better for them development-wise to play right away, play after a few weeks, or maybe even take a season in and just learning?
Yeah, I'm a minimum 8 games guy. So, you know, for Justin, we'll see what Tyrod does. Mm-hmm. I would love for him to sit for a minimum of 8 games, see where the Chargers are at, and then if we're not in a position where we can possibly, you know, win the division and try to get in the playoffs, then we got to insert him. Mm. As far as starting a rookie quarterback at the beginning of the year, I'm completely against it. I do not agree with it. I think they should come in and learn because it's a completely different game. And I've had these conversations. Everybody thought Marcus was going to go into Tennessee, and next thing you know, Tennessee was going to be resurrected, and, you know, things didn't work out for him in Tennessee. Hopefully he can get it together with the Oakland Raiders, but excuse me, with the Las Vegas Raiders. it's a lot harder than what people think.
Yeah, you look at the last two MVPs of the league, couple of quarterbacks. Mahomes sat basically his entire rookie year, and then Lamar Jackson, I think, came in week 9 or week 10 or whatever it was, his rookie season in Baltimore. You know, but back to Oregon, it's always that next in line, right? I mean, you've had a great line of quarterbacks leading all the way to before you came in, then after you left Oregon. Tyler Shuck looking like he's going to be the next guy. What do you know about him, and how do you think he's ready to handle that situation?
I've heard nothing but positive things about Tyler. I have not heard anything negative about him. I actually went back and looked at his highlight tape again from high school. Big, strong, physical. He can move. He can make all the throws. So, you know, hopefully he's putting in some work out there in Arizona. And we'll see. On the flip side, I like the Brown kid, the Boston College kid. Yeah. I like him as well. I think he can do some things with his legs as well. So we'll see how he comes in, picks up the system, and get things moving.
How close did you come to actually considering baseball, just out of curiosity?
Well, you know, I played minor league baseball for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. And when I came home, the San Diego Padres wanted to give me a chance. You know, said, Keely, we want to take you. Come on in here and let's get things going. But what people fail to realize is my dad was drafted by the California Angels. So it was him living through me in baseball, because that was his dream. My heart was in football, though.
So you saw
so
you.
That's why I did it.
Yeah. So as I say, you see you watch the Jordan docuseries and you see that episode. Obviously, his father passed away, but like how big the baseball tie-ins was between father and son.
Yeah, it's huge. And my dad ended up, you know, trying to rob a Bob big boy, and had to do some Fed time and had to lay down for 3.5 years. And when he got out, he took custody of me. But baseball was his dream, so he tried to live his dream through me, but that wasn't my dream. So I gave it 2.5 years. It was a fun 2.5 years. I wouldn't take it back for anything, and then that's when I went to Grossmont, Oregon, and the rest is history.
There you go. Akili Smith, man. You're doing okay, though? You sounds like you're doing great in San Diego.
Yeah, I love what we're doing. We're at a facility right now. It's about a 1,500-square-foot facility. We got some quarterbacks getting ready to go. Out here, the starting quarterback for San Diego State just left, so it's going good, man. I can't take nothing away from what we're doing right now, giving back to the community.
Now, we have one listener that wanted us to ask you the question, your favorite play in your time at Oregon, and his guess was the run against USC. Was that it?
Yes, sir. USC, baby. It's nothing like beating the men of Troy. When you are from California, and L.A. looks down on San Diego the way that they do. See, you guys got to know the history. The history is L.A. guys, they look down on San Diego like a little brother. Mm-hmm. So when you get an opportunity to beat the men of Troy, you got to let them have it, and that's what we did.
Absolutely. When can we maybe expect, like, do you have a timetable for that book? I really do. I'd love to read the stories that you could share about your Cincinnati experience and just being in the NFL at that point.
Yeah, the outline is pretty much ready to go. I've actually got two books that I'm working on as well. The other book is going to be – I can give you guys a little bit. Essentially, the other book is going to be a decision-type book, right? If you make this decision, then this is going to be the outcome. If you make that decision, then this is going to be the outcome. And it's going to kind of walk you through from being a child all the way to an adult. So we got two different books that we're coming out with, and hopefully we can get that thing done here in the next 6 months.
Yeah. Well, former Oregon Duck, but he was sporting those beef colors in the NFL, that orange and black with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Don't hold that against me now.
Hey, I'm an Oregon State alum. I love it. Akili Smith, former Duck quarterback, obviously NFL quarterback, now doing a great job coaching the youth down there in San Diego. He's got a book coming out soon. And he's a busy, busy man. Akili, thanks so much for hopping on, man. I appreciate you being flexible with the time and jumping on with us today and sharing your story and sharing your thoughts on some of the players.
No question, man. Thanks. Call me anytime. If you guys need somebody to come on, I would love to do it.
Absolutely. We got your number down, my man. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.